Hey everyone, welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Each week we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Today the topic is how to change the culture of your worship ministry. We are going through 8 practical steps to help you change the culture of your worship ministry. We'll jump in on step 5 in just a moment, but before we do, I want to encourage you about 2 things that are really exciting to us that are coming up soon. One is our Refocus Conference. It's a worship conference in Pigeon Forge in the Smokies. We have Aaron Keyes coming and some other folks, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to be at the Black Fox Lodge, a beautiful new lodge there right in the heart of Pigeon Forge. Hope you can join us for that. Go to our website at nextlevelworship.com/refocus for more information and to register. The other thing I want to talk to you about for a moment is our worship leader coaching that we start again in January. A group of us will be going through some very important practical things to deepen our leadership ability, and we're going to start by focusing on your personal leadership. So I hope you can join us for that. You can go to our website at nextlevelworship.com/coaching for more information about that. Now let's jump into this, how to change our culture. Just so you know, a little background on me, I have worked in many different churches and different sizes over the years, and I've found myself having to come in after culture has already been established in certain churches. That is difficult to do because a certain philosophy and certain habits are already ingrained in people. So it takes time to change those habits and change that philosophy and change that culture. So that led me to write out these steps that I've used to transform the culture of the worship ministries that I've worked in. So let's start today with step 5. If you want to learn of the first 4 steps, you need to check out our part 1 of this podcast. Step 5 is to mentor individual members in character and competencies. So there's 3 parts to that. It's very important. First of all, identify them. Who are those people? Not everyone is ready and willing to be mentored. Mentoring requires face-to-face interaction and an invasion of some personal space. Much prayer and discernment is needed to know who should be mentored and by whom. The second part is to challenge and teach them. Mentoring is a step above classroom-style teaching or discussion groups. Mentoring someone means investing your life into that person for a period of time and intentionally helping him or her grow. And finally, hold them accountable. In Proverbs 27, verse 17, Solomon wrote, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." Help those you mentor to set goals, to grow spiritually in leadership and in their skills development. Step 6 is to empower and expect your overseers to mentor others. Give them guidelines and parameters. Mentoring is the most important part of this entire process. It will be your key to years of continued growth and ministry success. To be most effective and enthusiastic, your overseers need to know your expectations and where their boundaries are regarding mentoring. Carefully explain what you need them to do and not do. Encourage them. Most likely, many of the overseers in your ministry have full-time jobs, families, and tons of other responsibilities. Be patient with them and empathetic to their full schedules and life pressures as they carve out time to pour into others. And finally, continue to coach them. Many churches tend to place someone in a position of leadership and then leave them to their own devices. It's like we barely teach them to swim before we throw them into the middle of the lake to survive alone. Check in with your leaders occasionally and keep an open door of communication in case they need your help or advice. Step 7 is to evaluate your team's progress and adjust as needed. Compare your ministry's values to your activities. To keep yourself and your ministry on course, it's imperative to take time to step back and see where you are. Have you made any real progress? What have you done up to this point that directly supports your stated values? Assess individual skills and accomplishments. After months into this growth process, you now need to assess the skills of your band members, singers, and tech team members. What has each one learned? How have they improved? Are they still enthusiastic about growing and about serving the Lord in the worship ministry? One way to know is to schedule time to sit and talk with them. And third, innovate for more change. Think creatively about ways to improve your process and better serve your team and church. No matter how much you may have honed your plans, be willing to change them. If some part of the plan isn't working well, then do something different. Constantly ask yourself, what can we do better to reach our goal of growing our team? The last step, step 8, is to repeat these steps over and over. Recognize that real change takes time and patience. There's no cookie-cutter approach to discipleship, and there are no instant out-of-the-box solutions for helping people grow as worshipers, musicians, and mentors. It will take time, lots of time. Refine your vision and never lose sight of your calling. It's not ultimately your job to help someone mature. That's God's role as the author and finisher of our faith. Just keep faithfully repeating these important steps. He'll do the rest. And finally, realize that people need constant reminding and reshaping. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Learn to look beyond the warts, issues, and imperfections of your team, and know that God is making them and you into his perfect image. Never give up on them. Pray for them and show to them the same graciousness they show to you. Well, I love this step-by-step plan, and I can promise you that if you follow these steps and you be patient and determined, they will help you change the culture of your church. And of course, more than anything is the emphasis on prayer, understanding that God is the one changing our hearts. If you have a question that we can answer or try to answer, let us know and we'll do our best to get it on this podcast. And don't forget that you can also read a text version of this podcast at our website at nextlevelworship.com/blog. Have a blessed week.